The Soldier's Story. Before the U.S. officially entered the war, more than 600 Buffalonians of Polish descent volunteered for the Polish Army, determined to support their countrymen. This army in exile, called the Polish Blue Army because of their uniforms, was funded by France and trained at Camp Niagara, nicknamed Camp Kosciuszko, in nearby Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. More than 22,000 volunteers traveled through Buffalo to train there. When the U.S. finally entered the war, the nation's army had only 125,000 officers and soldiers. Through concerted advertising and recruitment, the U.S. assembled a military force called the American Expeditionary Forces, or AEF, of 4 million men and women within a year. Posters were key to recruitment efforts. Patriotic, flattering, and challenging images and messages were used to recruit soldiers and volunteers. Training new recruits and moving them across an ocean to fight in the world's first global conflict was an unprecedented undertaking. Training camps were hastily put together to prepare soldiers for fighting, and the U.S. Navy was tasked with transporting millions of soldiers and tons of supplies. 3 separate registration days in Buffalo saw huge turnouts with 19,000 men accepted into service. African Americans in Buffalo also enlisted. Despite facing long-time prejudice and segregation, many joined the military hoping to better their lives and show their patriotism. African Americans were not, however, allowed to fight with the AEF and were generally assigned support roles and manual labor. Eventually, 2 black combat units, the 92nd and 93rd Divisions, were created. 40,000 soldiers fought in these divisions, which were commanded by and fought alongside the French Army. Nearly 50% of local African Americans fought with the 92nd Division. One of the most notable Buffalonians to serve in World War I was William Wild Bill Donovan. Donovan grew up in Buffalo's predominantly Irish First Ward and distinguished himself here and at Columbia University as an athlete and a scholar. He rose through the ranks of New York's legendary Fighting 69th Regiment and led his men through some of the war's most devastating battles in France. He earned his nickname for often reckless courage under fire, although wounded several times. He became one of the most decorated soldiers in America and received every major medal for his leadership in both world wars. He is best known for later establishing and heading the Office of Strategic Services, or OSS, the predecessor of the Central Intelligence Agency. More than 1,000 soldiers from Buffalo became casualties of the war. Adam Pluaki, a private in the 23rd Infantry, was the first Buffalonian to die on the fields of France. Corporal Jesse Clipper was the first African-American from Buffalo to die overseas. Their legacy is remembered and their names live on, attached to current veterans' organizations and on local monuments. World War I was the first conflict to fully utilize trench warfare. Over 25,000 miles of trenches stretched from the northern coast of Belgium to the Swiss border on the Western Front. No man's land, the space between 2 enemy trenches, was sometimes only 50 yards wide. Life for soldiers in the trenches was desperately hard. Aside from the constant fear of death, injury, capture, and poison gas, soldiers battled cold, rain, and mud. They endured sometimes constant bombardment and lived in primitive close quarters lacking privacy and any facilities for cooking or personal hygiene. Lice, rats, and other vermin were abundant. To ease the boredom between battles, soldiers read books, wrote letters home, and played cards.